We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Hour two, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on AchieveRadio.com. And we're so happy, DreamVision7Network.com. Also, for those who are listening to archives, let me remind you, it's drcarolyndeanlive.com, the radio show website. And also, let me remind you that it's questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, at drcarolyndean. And Carolyn, do I have you back?
I hope so.
Yep, you're here. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Rocking on with hour two, and let's take some phone calls, shall we? Are you ready?
Yeah, all set. Very good.
Okay, excellent. Let's go to area code 917. Area code 917. Okay, we've got to get that phone call unmuted. Rachel, area code 917. Yep, yes. Very good. Go ahead. You're on the line with Dr. Carolyn Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Yes, this is David from New York. Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Dr. Dean.
Oh, David.
Yeah. Welcome back.
The one and
How
only.
Good.
How are you guys?
Very good. You found us over here on the new radio station. Good
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, it was a little problem at the beginning, but everything is fine now. Dr. Dean, should I talk to you about my results from the grassroots? I have a vitamin D, omega-3 index, magnesium, and TSH. Results. Should I ask you some question about it, or we want to talk about you?
No. Yeah, not on the show because it wouldn't relate to other listeners. But you can certainly email in your questions, and they'll pass them over to me, and I'll answer them. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And did your wife do it as well, David?
No, she's not in the country right now.
She's over. Okay. Okay. So yes, please do that. I'll get right back to you. But, we wish more people were doing the test, but, I don't think many people listening and on the call would get anything out of our exchange. So I'll deal with it, directly.
A little question.
Okay.
Dr. Dean, a little question, not about the results.
Sure.
May I?
Sure.
Will you recommend to do enema with the drinking water? Our drinking water with the salt and Remag and everything?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think that's necessary, but just some sort of filtered water is best for enemas. But I don't know if you heard me say when I started the Flora Revive, I no longer have the desire to do coffee enemas. So I've been doing them okay. Yeah, so something shifted. But you know how it is. You go in and out of certain things. But I always used filtered water for my coffee enemas.
Yeah, me too. Of course.
Okay.
Okay, doctor. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
It's always good to hear from our regular callers. It's just so much fun to have them with us. Thanks, David, for calling in. Let's go now to area code 719-719. You're on the line with Dr. Dean, 719. We've got to get him unmuted. And we'll put him on the line with Dr. Dean. I don't know why we're having problems with our mute button and our unmute button tonight. La 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 la. But we're trying to get 719 unmuted and it's not working. La 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 la. Okay. 719 is not coming off of mute. Let me try.
Can you hear me now?
There you are. Very good. Thank you. Go ahead, please, lovely. Come in. Come in and say hello.
Hello. This is Pamela.
Oh, hi, Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. Go ahead.
I want to tell you first off that the psyllium seed that you recommended really helped a lot. And I haven't even been doing very much of a dose of it. But as starting from the first day, I didn't have any diarrhea until today. It loosened up again. And I'm wondering about that.
Now, Pamela, I missed what you were taking that you felt was helping.
Psyllium seed.
The psyllium. Very good. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But it's weird because today it really loosened up again. And then I had a really bad leg cramp all of a sudden too.
Yeah. Seems like, well, you know, when you have diarrhea, you will lose your minerals. And so that goes hand in hand. It kind of shows that you're not saturated enough yet, but you know, with diarrhea coming, it could be having eaten fruit the day before or just some stress. Uh-huh. It, don't think it's all come back just because you had an episode. Just keep up with your psyllium and go, you know, tell yourself you're going back to where you were, okay?
I did have a whole lot of watermelon 2 days ago.
Okie dokie.
That could have done it, huh?
Yes, it could have done it. And that's okay. You're allowed to have watermelon, but it is, you know, it's a lot of fruit sugar.
Yeah.
I know that fruit sugar can be laxative. Everybody kind of knows that. And it's very, you know, it's mostly water. It's mostly just fruit sugar water. So that will flush you out. So there you go.
Well,
case
I think
closed.
I it anyway. I also was, first of all, I want to say, you said a few minutes ago about the 10,000 vitamin D's a day for EMF and 5G protection. I've been so concerned about that, and I had no idea that a supplement would help that. So I'm excited about trying that.
Right. And also magnesium is protective because the way the EMFs work is by opening up calcium channels and allowing too much calcium into the cells, and then that overwhelms the magnesium in the cells. So REMAG is very helpful as well. And I write about that in my Magnesium Miracle book. You can, if you don't have my book, you can call customer service and they can send you the text of that EMF information.
Well, I do have that book, so I didn't even think about looking it up.
Okay.
I have one other question. I have heard you at times speak of candy, and I have no clue what that is.
Well, candy, I guess, you know, that comes from when I was a kid and they just have rock candy or, you know, whatever. I think of candy as chocolate bars even. So that's all I'm saying.
But I thought you were saying you were giving out candy for something or something like that. I thought it was just a name for something.
No, I don't. I mean, unless we were saying candida.
No, it was candy. I've heard it more than once. Okay, you were actually talking about candy then.
Maybe, right? Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Maybe.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Okay, Pamela, you hang in there. You'll be fine.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Excellent, Carolyn. Very good. I wanted to say that on the thing with magnesium, you say that's in the Magnesium Miracle book about the EMF.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Very good.
I can I can go to, I have a file copy of it. I guess the pages would be different, but people who have the Kindle Magnesium Miracle, of course, they can just search. It's the title of the section is Magnesium and Electromagnetic Fields, and it's under the neurological chapter, you know, with strokes and seizures and all, brain injury, and I'm just chapter 5. So it's in chapter 5.
Okay, very good. All right, excellent. All right, well, let's take another caller. I'm going to ask our producer, Rachel, to help me take area code 248 off of mute now. Area code 248, you're on the line with Dr. Dean, and then we'll take your questions and comments. Area code 248, where the little blue hands are.
BMF section is at the very end of chapter 5. So that makes it real easy to find, the exact end of chapter 5.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you, love. Go ahead. Yes. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Okay, my name is Denise.
Oh, and, Denise.
Hi there. You know what? I wasn't even going to ask a question today. All I wanted to do was sit and listen. But when she talked about the Pico potassium, I just went crazy. So I am definitely going to put that order in for tomorrow because of the atrial fibrillation. I've just been dealing with this for 2.5 years, and it's depressing, you know, when you're still sitting there trying to walk and stuff. And I had to start all over with the magnesium because, you know, I don't know, I just wasted a lot of time. And this is my third day back again with the magnesium. I have all of her stuff. I just don't have the Pico Silver and the Pico potassium that you talked about today. So I'm going to put that order in because I believe that that's going to work with the atrial fib and the magnesium. My thing is, I think I asked this question before, but I couldn't remember your answer. If you've also been diagnosed with stage 2 kidney disease, is that going to have an effect from the Pico potassium?
No, it's not, Denise. And let me just dial back a minute. What's interesting, what I hear in your voice is like, you know, when you heard about the Pico potassium, you said, okay, that's the missing piece, right? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Right, because sorry. I didn't mean to. When I had to go to emergency, when I first was diagnosed with this, they put it intravenously in me. One, I was very, very low on magnesium and very, very low on potassium. So one arm, I had the intervene, you know, when they put that on my left arm and then the potassium in my right. I mean, the magnesium on my left. And I was there for like 4 hours. I came out and I felt so great. And so I know that that's been a problem with me for a while, but, you know, I don't know what's happened to me now, but I've about had it with these blood thinners and this beta blocker, and I just said enough is enough. I want to be able to walk like I did before all of this stuff came on me. I want to exercise, but I was so excited. I was just thanking God. I said, thank you, God. This is what I need. So I wanted, that was my question. I wasn't even going to ask a question, but that's what I want to do. Now that you told me that, I can just go ahead and order that. Would I put that also in the same water, salt water and magnesium? Okay.
Yep, you do.
And start off with
start off with a quarter teaspoon just like the others. And you'll probably, you know, maybe get up to 2 teaspoons a day. That's what I'm doing right now, trying it out. And you know, the Remag, 2 or 3 teaspoons, Remite, 1.5 teaspoons. And as for the stage 2 kidney disease, you know, that relates so much to calcification and medications and all what you're going through. And this, it makes you think like you have a problem where it's likely as you bounce out your magnesium and your potassium that the kidneys are just going to perk right up.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
that's
ready.
How you have to look at it. Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm going to order right now. I mean, tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. Well, Denise, here's something that may come across as a joke, but it's a bad joke. In medicine, they call stage one kidney disease no kidney disease.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So they're already prepping people to get worse and worse and worse when they say, oh, you're just in stage one. You'll get a ways to go before you get a real problem. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yes, it is. It scared me like I don't know what. I said, oh, no, I got to do something about this.
Yeah. Well, you're in the right place. We got your forehead.
Okay, and I thank you. You all have a very blessed evening.
Oh, you too, Denise. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Carolyn, I just wanted to let you know that Nancy M. typed in and said you talk about candy all the time, referral candy.
Oh, that is, oh my gosh, that's so funny. Thank you, Nancy. We had no idea. So that's what it was, Pamela, is referral candy, which is the email you get after your order saying you have 15% discount on your next order if you refer a friend. And it does not have to be a friend who's named Candy.
Very good. Oh, that's awesome. Good one, Nancy. I said, all right, girls, people are listening. That's awesome.
People are listening. Thank
that's
you.
Right. That's awesome. So speaking of listening, they also love to listen to other people call in and talk with Dr. Dean. It's always so inspiring to hear the questions that people have. 646-558-8656 is the number to call. If you're listening through your YouTube, your laptop, your tablet, your cell phone, through Alexa, you can even say, Alexa, tune in to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and Alexa will dial up the network, and you can hear Dr. Dean's voice coming through Alexa. So there's all kinds of options here this evening. When you come into the call, you've got to hit your ID number, which we're working diligently every day to get reduced to a reasonable number of digits. But we're still at 883-695-3587, which is fine. And then once you come on in, you've got to hit *9*9 on your keypad. We'll raise your hand and let us know you have a question or a comment. And then we will take your phone off mute. And then you can talk with Dr. Dean. And if you're saying you're raising your hand and you're not getting through, like right now, there are no hands raised on the board, then you'll just want to hit that *9 again so that we can have you talk with Dr. Dean. Because sometimes people say, well, I was raising my hand, but you didn't call on me. But we will call on everybody. Okay. Also, you've got the chat line on YouTube working. So you can chat with us there. And you can also chat with us at Dream Vision 7 Radio Network live through the page. Just chat on that as well, as Belinda and Callie and Nancy M are doing this evening. So, all right, Carolyn, what shall we press on and talk about now?
Well, I do have an ACIB testimonial. It's a bit long, but it's kind of a teaching testimonial, so I could do that. Or I could go back to and talk more about potassium. So, toss the coin, flip the coin, tell me where to go.
Okay, well, let's take this phone call from area code 615. Rachel, if you could take that off mute for me, area code 615, our producer. And then we will go to that AFib teaching testimony, because everybody loves to hear that wonderful information from you, Carolyn. So we're going to go to area code 615. You should come off mute here. Da, da, da. And then, let's see. As soon as 615 becomes available, we'll be saying hello, hello. Here in code 615.
You can sing. Jenny has a beautiful singing voice. Why don't you sing us a song?
Oh, fortunately, 615 just got off mute. Here in code 615. You're with us now. Go ahead, please. Hello?
Uh-oh. You could change your voice and pretend to be a caller.
I could. That would be fun. It would be a faux call. Instead of a phone call, it would be a faux call. Area code 615, okay. If you're there, we'd like to talk to you. And if you're not there, we're going to press on.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get through.
There you are. Very good. Come on with this. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Mildred. And a while back, my daughter-in-law got me to start on the magnesium and the Remite, and both. And I've been feeling really good and feeling better. But I have two questions. I'm so totally blown away by talking to a doctor.
It's okay. Just pretend we're sitting down and having tea. Nothing to worry about.
I'm having a couple of problems. I'm very healthy. I take one tiny blood pressure pill a day, and it's candesartan, 8 milligrams. And been very healthy except for my lungs. I had lung disease when I was a child. I had bronchiectasis all my life, just about. But I've been taking Pico with that and helping with that too. But just recently, right about the time that I started on the magnesium, I started getting headaches again, migraines again at 84, and I haven't had migraines since I was 62, and I didn't know why I'm having those headaches, and I just wondered if you could give me an idea about what I might be doing wrong.
Okay, Mildred, how much REMAG are you on?
I've moved it up to 2 of the magnesium and the Remite. I've got 1.5, and that is in. But I hardly ever finish the whole thing. I drink water too, but I hardly ever finish the whole thing. I'm probably not getting as much as I need.
Yeah, because last week, I don't know if you were listening, but one of our regular customers and callers, Priscilla, called up and she talked about, you know, when you start getting healthy, you can start kind of reliving past health problems. They can sort of come up again as they're being treated. That's what struck me right away when you said your migraines were coming back. Because the migraines, they're related to the blood flow around the scalp and to various things. Now, let's say the REMAG magnesium is starting to kind of dissolve some of the crystals of calcium in the blood vessels around your neck and scalp and head. And it just kind of stirs things up a little bit.
Okay.
And what it means is you either need a little more, but like you said, you're not even getting the 2 teaspoons. 2 teaspoons is it's a righteous amount. It's a good amount, but you know, you might just be getting 1.5 teaspoons. So you have to be committed to your water intake. If you find it gets you up at night, then try to drink more of your water in the first 3/4 of the day. You know, as soon as I wake up, I'm drinking down 16 ounces of my sea salted water. And the sea salt is important too. It has its minerals that are important, but the hydration is very important for migraines. The thing that might add to helping, it's a Realign. That's our capsule that has the B vitamins, and it also has a couple of amino acids that help detoxify. So that'll help clear out the toxins that maybe the REMAG and the REMITE are stirring up.
Okay, well, so another question with that is my eye doctor has said I have a cataract, and could it possibly, and he said it wasn't ready last year, and I go back in September.
So could that be causing the migraines? It starts ocular. It's like I have the broken glass.
Right.
And then the nausea and not feeling good.
Right.
And could that possibly be part of the problem? I'll know in September because I go back to him in September, but I've been trying to diagnose myself.
Right. I've never heard of cataracts causing headaches or migraines. I mean, you might put the two together, especially if you've got ocular migraine.
I'm all of it out there. So let me tell you another thing that's going on, and it's just been going on just in the last recent few months. My blood pressure pill, the 8, and my son told me yesterday, he said, I think you need to call the doctor and get your blood pressure up a little bit, because what happens, I take it about 2 o'clock in the day, and last night, I took it at 2, and last night at 6 o'clock, it was 178 over 80, and that was after I'd taken my blood pressure pill. Then I took it again at 6, because I thought I do not want to go to bed with that high blood pressure, and I got up 9 this morning, it was 175 over 75 after taking 2 of those pills. So, could that be some of the headache? Maybe my blood pressure's out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is, the top one is more the tension in the blood vessels. The bottom one is a reflection of your heart. So it's not the heart, it's the blood vessels. And, you know, the top is not good at all. It'll put pressure on your head, and it can give you a headache. And if your past tendency was to have headaches, then it would just trigger that. So, yeah, you need either a different medication or, you know, keep taking more of your REMAG, because that's what REMAG works best on the top blood pressure number. But I'm not going to tell you to wait on that. You go into your doctor and tell him or her what's happening, because, you know, when you've been taking a drug for as long as you said and it's only a small amount, they might have to adjust it. But also, as you get more of your REMAG, get more saturated, you know, your blood pressure is going to improve with that as well. So, not to worry. Okay.
Well, another thing I did this morning when it was up to 175 over 75, I thought, now I'm not going to take another pill now. I'm going to go walk. And I went and walked about 30 minutes pretty briskly. And I came back, took my blood pressure, it was down to 131 over 61. So walking does help me. I know that.
That's what I was referring to, Mildred, when I said the top one is more, you know, tension and tightness on the blood vessels. And walking and exercise relaxes the muscles that otherwise might be tightening up around your blood vessels. Okay. So, yeah, that's very interesting information, because you do not want to take more of a blood pressure drug, which will drop your bottom pressure too low, which then leads to the dizziness.
Oh, yeah. That's what's happening right now, because sometimes it drops. I've gotten as low just by 118 over 54, and I feel rotten. I feel terrible.
Yeah. And it may be a reflection of what the magnesium is doing. It's getting your body sorted out and relaxing it, but then now you're starting to have the blood pressure drug side effects. That's interesting. So everything you said to me, write it down, write the numbers. After the exercise, it's better, it's getting too low, and ask the doctor if maybe you can cut down on candesartan if you promise to do that exercise every day and keep taking your magnesium.
I think you're right. I think that I'm not as committed to getting that down as I am. I've always been a good water drinker.
So I'll get my water down quicker than I do my magnesium. By the way, I am putting my salt in with my Remag and Remite. Is that right? Okay.
It's exactly right.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm putting that in there, and I think I'm going to have to just make sure that I drink that first and then guzzle my water.
Yes.
Get out there and walk.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Oh, you were a great call. Very good questions. We all learned a lot from your call, and I appreciate you calling in and getting over your nervousness about being a star on my show.
Well, thank you so much, and you have a great day.
You too, Mildred. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, excellent. What a sweetheart, Carolyn.
I know. That's all we have here, sweetheart.
Yes, very sweethearts. Well, let's go to another sweetheart, area code 641. 641, you're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Hi, Dr. Dean. This is Anita from Iowa.
Hi, Anita.
Yeah. I was just checking in. Last time we talked, you were asking me to increase the picopotassium, I think, to see if it would help anything with my heart arrhythmias. And if I went over the half a teaspoon, it seemed to aggravate more. So I cut back again and stayed with the half a teaspoon. And then I decided I was going to try calcium again. So right now what I've been doing pretty consistently is a half a teaspoon of pico potassium and a half a teaspoon of calcium in my second quart of water each night. And it seems like that is a better, I get a little bit less maybe arrhythmias from that. It's not gone. It's not better. I still am on four teaspoons of Remag and two teaspoons of Remite. But
well,
I didn't know if you had any other ideas.
I think you're playing it just perfectly. You know, just ease up and then ease back. If it doesn't work, stay at this level for, you know, maybe a week, and then feel whether you'll increase your recalcio or your picopotassium. Read more, read my picopotassium book and just see the importance of potassium and how how you want to integrate it, because as you get your potassium up, you probably won't have to take as much Remag. You know, I'm sure that's what what I was probably doing in the past, is just using my Remag for my potassium deficiencies. So intellectually, if you know the importance of all these minerals, which I know you do, then you'll just very gently work with them. You know, I have no idea, you know, different people's metabolisms, you know, what's going on. And the only thing we can do is just kind of be our own gentle experiment to work these things out.
Oddly, I do still occasionally get the leg cramps, but I had a really, 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 really bad one. But it was the day that I went to Colorado and went up in elevation. I don't know if that has something to do with it, but I was like at 8,600 feet, and I live at about sea level, 1,000 feet, and normally. And I had a cramp that was really bad. I've had some of those at home too, not so much recently, but they're just sporadic, and I can't figure out why, with everything I'm taking, would I still get a leg cramp that can last for like 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah, it's just horrible.
Yes, I used to get them. Are you taking a Realign, Anita?
Yes. Yes.
Two a day?
I usually just get one a day.
Can you try for two? Because the B12, there's something about B12 and cramping, which I hadn't realized until just recently. So if you could try for two of those, maybe, you know, you're fine-tuning, and so step by step. So
this week I'm telling you to take two Realign.
Okay. The other testimonial I have is I have been taking Flora Revive.
Uh-huh.
And that is the first probiotic I've taken, I think, that really feels like my gut is in better shape than it's been. I just, you know, stools and stuff have been more normal. I don't generally have a lot of them every day anymore, and that's been a real positive. I think it's got to be that. I do take two a day, one in the morning and one at bedtime.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful, and it does have the antifungal, so it's probably dealing with your yeast overgrowth, right?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I have yeast overgrowth or not. Yeah, I probably eat less sugar than most human beings on the earth. So
good. Very good. Very good.
So anyway, yeah, I'm the thing that my heart's been doing probably the most this like last spring and like in the fall a little bit is just this feels like someone's accelerating it and then decelerating it. Like if I take a deep breath, it goes back into a slower rhythm, but then it'll just kind of start going faster again. And it's not like super fast AFib or anything. It's just like up to 120 and then it backs down to maybe 80 or goes up to 110 and then backs down to 75, 80. And it just will do that sometimes off and on throughout the day sporadically.
Right.
Which
it sounds like kind of the vagus nerve. It's an autonomic thing. I think it's the time it'll take for your body to get saturated with the right minerals. How long have you been on the minerals, Anita?
It'll be 3 years in November.
Wow.
It'll be 3 years in November, which it still feels like there's, and I've read a lot, quite a bit on the vagus nerve too. And I just, I wonder, it's something to do with the autonomic nervous system, which
I haven't, still
a mystery to me what's going on.
Yeah. Well, look at the yeast overgrowth book or what do I call it? Reset the Yeast Connection. Just remind yourself about yeast and see if that makes any sense. Because, yeah, there's got to be some underlying thing going on. And my two major themes about people's health is magnesium deficiency and yeast overgrowth. And of course I expand the magnesium deficiency to mineral deficiencies, and the yeast overgrowth will lead to all kinds of organism imbalance. But that's where I start. So just remind yourself about yeast overgrowth and see if there's anything new for you to learn in that book. Okay.
All right. Will do.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
We'll hear you back in a month or so, right?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, Anita. Thank you. Bye-bye, hon.
Aloha. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Very good. Aloha. I love it when they say that to you, Carolyn. Aloha is such a beautiful word, isn't it?
Oh, I know. I mean, sometimes I say to myself, I would have moved to Hawaii long ago if I knew I could be saying aloha. I started saying it and writing it in my emails like day one. It's just so perfect.
Yeah, it is very beautiful. And the language and the people of Hawaii are so gorgeous, and so is the music. And I agree. I just love to be there and be in that vibe and hear that beautiful language. It's wonderful. Very nice. All right. So the language of Dr. Dean continues this evening as we're going to hear this AFib testimonial, Carolyn, and or teaching case. You're going to talk a little bit about that. I think that's going to be real helpful.
Okay. Very good. So let me see if I have a name at the bottom. Dan. So Dan is saying, I've been wanting to write to tell you of my progress with the Remag and Remite, and also to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the great advice and your research on magnesium and atrial fibrillation. I've read your books on AFib Now, that book is now called Heart Health. And he said, I've read your books on AFib and the Magnesium Miracle, which have given me much hope and have helped to greatly lower my AFib. A year ago, March 2019, I was diagnosed with AFib by my family doctor. I then went to a cardiologist who is a prominent electrophysiologist. I'm normally in very good health for 69 years of age. I take no medications. I eat a healthy, mostly organic diet. I go regularly to my MD and ND for checkups and supplementation for health prevention from disease. I'm also a certified personal trainer and work out regularly. So this AFib came out of the blue to my chagrin and surprise. Now, let me just interject here, sidebar. I mean, nothing does come out of the blue. We all know when we start learning about magnesium and it's a 1,000 enzyme processes that we're continually depleting magnesium and not replacing it. And for someone this healthy, it is a shock, but they too can begin to recognize where their magnesium became deficient. Dan continues, I know no one has a perfect body and with age need to realize things will come up with the body. Been studying health and nutrition since I was a teenager, et cetera, et cetera. Looks and feels younger than most folks his age. So a new electrophysiologist started doing tests and had me wear a monitor for 2 weeks. The finding was I was running 30% of the time with AFib. So he met with me 2 months later to tell me that I needed to do the monitoring again to see if it was worse or better. By this time, I was in a lot of fear of having a stroke from this condition because I'd read much online about AFib and the ways it affects you and the ways it's treated with allopathic meds, operations, etc. This brought on my fears. I was prescribed some supplements from my naturopath, which helped somewhat. My heart was in good condition. I was in good health, etc., etc. The next monitoring test he had me do for another 2 weeks showed that I was only in AFib 3% of the time. Wow, what a difference. The doctor told me I was at very low risk of stroke and that he did not feel I should go on any meds at the time for AFib, which was great. Relief. I had started taking the REMAG and added REMITE when I was doing the second heart monitoring, as well as reading and listening to testimonials you wrote about and your online podcast. My cardiologist wants me to do another monitoring in 6 months. I will update if any new news. Otherwise, once again, I cannot thank you enough for the work as an MDND that you've done to help us who suffer from this problem. P.S. I still have from time to time some small bouts of AFib, but only when I'm not eating right or to get something about much stress. Now I have great hope because I know what helps. Much gratitude. So I answered this and said, be sure to add potassium and use enough REMAG and get the grassroots health test. I think that was conveyed by customer service. So, the Pico potassium can be added to all our AFib customers. And REMAG and REMITE, he is taking, and I don't know if he said how much, but that's what we hear over and over again. Unless somebody's heart has been damaged, and their AFib just happens because of the heart scarring from maybe a subclinical heart attack. You know, you can have a chest pain and a heart attack and not even know it, and it can affect your electrical conductivity. And even then, REMAG is going to help because it'll help dissolve any calcification that's built up in that scar tissue. So not so much a teaching case, kind of a testimonial, but then again, a reminder four people who have AFib and they're on their REMAG and REMITE, but not on their PICO potassium. So there we have it, Jenny. You might have 10 minutes to give us a little song and dance routine, whatever you'd like to do.
No, we'll be new. We won't be doing any songs for 10 minutes, that's for sure. But I did want to talk just for a minute about something that's so exciting coming up. And we haven't gotten to quite all the details about it, but everybody's really excited about your next free book, which is Total Body Reset for Women. And I was talking to Lisa today, who runs our customer service, and she said, I am all over this book. I am PCOS and gestational diabetes when low iron and, you know, so many problems with her first pregnancy. And she said, I wish I would have known this about what I could have done to have my own body be healthier and to have my, you know, baby be healthier. I don't think Camden's unhealthy, but she just definitely said, you know, it's just so important for women to understand what's available to them in our products and what the body really requires. So I'm so excited about this book, Carolyn.
Wow. Yes. I did write a book called Hormone Balance many years ago. And I just kind of took the sequence of a woman's life, you know, from conception, you know, right up to menopause, and how we are diagnosed as having diseases just because of our hormonal age or hormonal stage we are in, and it's so inappropriate. And yes, to be able to apply our supplements to each stage was a lot of fun to write the book and put it all together. I mean, I start out these books. I think I sent you the first maybe months ago. Sent you some words, and you said, "Nah." I think it was, you know, mainly I was looking at adrenal fatigue and thyroid and that sort of thing. And you said, well, what about our young women who want to get pregnant? You know, what about the perimenopausal women? I said, oh yeah, okay, I can do better. So that became this, fairly extensive look at a woman from birth to menopause. So there.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and some of the great things that you cover in it are actually how to get pregnant if you're not able to be pregnant. You know, a lot of women struggle with conception, and just that desire, being able to actually relax into that situation. A lot of women struggle with, you know, the prenatal part of it. You're talking about that. You're talking about birth control, which is awesome. Your recommendation in all those regards, because the field of birth control has changed so much, and what they're doing now for women, and all these things that options women have right now. It's very confusing. And then, of course, you know, one of the other things, and I don't know if you talk about this extensively, because we kind of stay away from the C word, but, you know, the outcome, a lot of women's health issues does end up in this idea around ovarian and breast cancer, and just those specific types of cancers that attack a woman's body, especially if their hormones have been out of balance and they haven't been properly mineralized, and also deficient in vitamin D.
Yes, we do stay away from the C word, and you know, we mean to stay away from it because it's very difficult for an alternative type doctor to talk about cancer, because it is so tied up in allopathic medicine. They do come after doctors who say that they have any success with treating cancer, And, you know, I can't put everybody at risk by going out on a limb. But we do know that in my practice in Toronto, I would love for someone to go back. I was there from 79 to 92 and canvas people. I don't remember my patients coming in and saying, oh, now I have cancer. Shame with children who I didn't vaccinate. I don't remember them coming in and saying, oh, now my kid has autism. There were so many things that were avoided because people stayed healthy. And that's the way I'm looking at our customer population. If we stay healthy, then the body doesn't build up toxicity. And also we talk enough about total biology and the conflict basis of disease. Total biology started out as the German new medicine. It's not even an offshoot. Apparently a doctor in France was developing a similar system called total biology as the Dr. Gerd Hammer was developing German new medicine. And what they realized is when someone has a major conflict that settles in their brains as something that is irresolvable, then the body will set up some sort of mechanism to try to fix the problem. But what happens there in fixing the problem, it often involves stimulating growth of cells to do this or do that. And then allopathic medicine comes along and says, well, this is abnormal cell growth. It must be cancer. And then the treatment starts. So it is complex, the whole cancer situation. But we keep reminding people that it is an irresolvable conflict. And if you have an irresolvable conflict, then start talking to someone about it today and just get it off your chest, get it off your brain. And that is part of what we want people to do along with our dietary supplements. And the premier supplement with the conflict and being detached from conflict is our RNA reset drops. They provide the life force, the detachment, the perfection mirror that our bodies can achieve. So it's part of our whole protocol. It's part of who we are, is keeping people healthy enough that they don't get sick with anything. Right, Ginny?
Absolutely, 100%. Perfect words and a perfect wrap-up to the show. So stay tuned for that book. Join us next week and stay in touch with Dr. Carolyn Dean, because Dr. Dean knows what she's talking about, and she will lead you the place that you want to go, which is to ultimate health.
Yay! Thank you, Ginny. Thank you, who's ever doing the board today. Thank you, my Bob. And thank you, listeners and customers. We love you.